Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, guys? How are you? So I was not planning on recording a podcast, and I woke up really, really early this morning, and I was journaling, and I was thinking about a lot of different things. And then about 15, 20 minutes ago, I decided, you know what, let me just go ahead and take what I've written down and what I'm about to share with you and go live and record a podcast out of it, because I think, you know, there's no shortage of negativity. There's no shortage of news coverage. There's no shortage of like the doom and gloom message. And I was texting back and forth with a good friend of mine yesterday, Kent Clothier, who a lot of you guys will probably know. And he texted me something that really resonated with me. And it didn't hit me until later on in the day that that's exactly how I feel. He said, I want to be a beacon of hope for people. And to some people, you know, that might sound a little like a little cliche or whatever the case might be, but it resonated with me because, you know, it's hard to be positive when things aren't going as planned. You know, 2020 came around, everybody had their, you know, hopefully you had your goals, you had a vision, and you knew what you wanted to accomplish that year. And then, you know, 30 plus days ago or so, it seems like we got hit out of nowhere with just news that I don't think anybody expected. And so I want to kind of take out a Word doc here. I was just jotting some notes early this morning. And what I'd like to do is I want to share everything positive that has come out of this for me, you know, since COVID-19. And the whole idea here behind this live and this podcast is not so much to share with you guys the good stuff that has happened to me. If you guys know me, you know I'm not one to I'm pretty humble. I'm not one to you know, to post checks or anything like that, because believe me, I have my fair share of failures. What I'm about to share with you is the positive, because that's what I'm choosing to focus on. But again, there's been a lot of challenges, and I've had to step up in many ways. So I want to share with you what a lot of the positivity, the things that have happened to me, my business, my team, our coaching clients through Ascend, my friends. I want to share with you just a list of things that I documented this morning, because I really believe that, you know, I forgot who said this, but what you focus on expands. And I know Tony Robbins always says, you know, life happens for you, not to you. And so I want to share with you all the things that have happened in my life as a result, all the positive things that have happened. And hopefully what I'd like you to do, let me kind of fast forward to the takeaway here. As I'm speaking, I want you to take stock, take inventory of everything going on in your life. What do you have? Not so much gratitude, because hopefully you understand the importance of gratitude, but what are the good things that have happened in the last 30 days to you? It's so easy to focus on like what you don't have and to focus on what hasn't gone well, that I think oftentimes it's just we tend to neglect all the good that has come out of this. And you might be like watching this and hearing this in the future and saying, nothing good has come of this. I guarantee you something positive has come of this. And for me, I happen to fortunately come up with a pretty, pretty long list of things that I wanted to share with you. So number one, within about 8 days of this happening, I remember I was at dinner in La Jolla with a big group of just friends from a mastermind, James Hawk and Mike Moulton, Ryan Pineda, Mike Jake. There was a bunch of us there, and everybody started getting alerts on their phone that the NBA had canceled the season. And that's when I knew that like this shit hit the fan. It's about to hit the fan, and this was serious. And within 8 days of that, I came back from San Diego to Miami. I was able to secure, I was able to get two unsecured business lines of credit, which I was really, really doubting that I might be able to get, considering this pandemic and considering that, like, you know, the world was being flipped upside down. I was able to get my hands on some extra capital. Hopefully, you know the importance of liquidity right now. And so if you don't feel like you're in a liquid place, reach out to small local banks. Find out if you can get unsecured business lines of credit, because some of that money is still out there, believe it or not. It might be more challenging, but immediately when I came back, I said, I don't know that I feel as well capitalized as I should be. And so let me go out there. And fortunately, I was able to secure two unsecured business lines of credit. Hopefully also with PPP and some of the other government programs out there, that's also a possibility. Although I know recently that money dried up. it's also, I think as a community, it's brought me and others closer together. You know, I have been, I was going back and forth with another good friend, Chris Chico, and he was sharing with me how, you know, he was like on 10 to 12 hours of Zoom calls this week. And I was probably about the same for the last 4 weeks. I've been nonstop on Zoom calls and podcasts. But I think the positive is it's allowed me to kind of share my voice and my message in a way that, you know, pre-COVID-19, I probably wouldn't have done. So, you know, here on a Saturday afternoon, I got my girls napping next door. Hopefully they don't wake up because my wife's going to kill me if she's watching this. But, you know, it's given me a reason to come out here and want to, like Kent said, you know, be a beacon of hope and share positivity. And so that's what I'm hoping this particular live and this podcast is going to do. But, you know, it's also brought me closer with Steve, who I run Ascend with. It's brought me closer to my coaching clients and our Ascend members. You know, we do weekly calls and we break down, hey, what's going on in your business? What's going on in your life? And we methodically tackle it issue by issue by issue. And we do that on a weekly basis. So it's brought me closer to that community. And that's been a huge blessing in my life the last 9-10 months. As a result, I've received several testimonials from our Ascend members. And that honestly is where I truly get fulfillment. You know, hopping on here behind a microphone, getting in front of you and just sharing this message, this is where my drive and my passion comes from. It's from wanting to have a positive impact on your life. It's also forced me to step up and be a better leader. You know, this has lit a fire under my ass in many different ways. And I was kind of experiencing a little bit of a lull with the real estate business earlier on. And this has just lit a fire under my ass. And so as a result, my team is closer. We're more connected. We're working together. I have such incredible admiration for my team, for the drive, their commitment, their work ethic. And so if they're watching this, you know, I've told you this already, but now it's me telling basically the world, basically everyone, how grateful I am for you guys just rolling up your sleeves and doing what we got to do to not just survive this, but to thrive past this. You know, as a result, we started a local Facebook group called South Florida Smart Real Estate Investors and Wholesalers, and there's already interaction and some deals being done. And so that was born out of this crisis. We've also had to look at our business model. And honestly, we've shifted. Now we're doing more deals on the phone. We're entering into a new market that probably wouldn't have happened pre-COVID-19. So I'm super grateful for that. It's also given me, like I said, an opportunity to give back, to provide more content. I wasn't doing Facebook Lives and now I'm on Instagram Live. I wasn't doing that 30 days ago. And now I kind of felt like a need, like, hey, you need to go out there and share your voice, share your message, and it's going to connect with some people and it's not going to connect with others, and that's okay. And so I'm here to kind of do my part and to share my opinions, to share, you know, what I think you could be doing in your life and in your business to move forward and to move beyond this. At a very minimum, what you're going to get from me is positivity. And I think, I truly believe that there needs to be more of that message being spread. You know, hopefully you're turning off the news and you're plugging into things like this that can give you that inspiration, that can give you that hope, or that can just give you some self-awareness that, like, hey, listen, I need to surround myself with the right kinds of people. I need to surround my environment and I need to unplug from like the negativity and the hate and all that kind of stuff that's out there, because again, there's no shortage of it. Also improving, I want to improve more skills, you know, online marketing, copywriting, YouTube. Recently launched the YouTube channel again, and I've had some videos in there and I haven't done anything with it. So ask yourself, how are you using this time to improve or acquire a certain skill? Okay. Because if you're Netflixing and chilling, you know, have fun, but like you need to take this time to improve a skill, to have fun, do something that's going to better your life and that's going to better somebody else's life. By the way, guys, if you have any questions, let me know. I'm happy to answer those. But what are you doing with this time? How are you being productive? How are you, what skills do you want to improve? Write a list down of the things that you want to get better at. You know, you should always be sharpening certain skills, because you're the best investment you could possibly make in yourself. They could take away your money. They could take away your resources. They could take away everything from you, but they can't take away your knowledge. They can't take away your experience. So use this time wisely. And then lastly, as we start to kind of wind down this live and this podcast, on the personal side, this has brought me closer to God. You know, for the last probably 2.5 weeks, I've been reading the Proverbs every single morning. And I just feel that wisdom coming into me, you know. And honestly, prior to this, I hadn't picked up a Bible in years. Even though we pray on a daily basis with our family, and I pray individually, I hadn't picked up the Bible, you know. And so for me, it's gotten me closer to God. I feel more of a connection to Him. And I'm not sharing that with you to kind of ram my spiritual beliefs down your throat or anything, but just more to kind of share that. Hey, if nothing else positive, everything else I shared from a business perspective, if nothing else positive came out of it, I've gotten closer to God. By the way, one thing I did, I completely forgot to mention on the business side, is that our acquisitions have gone up. We've acquired more properties. Now, the dispositions part of the business is a whole separate thing. That's a big challenge, but we've acquired more properties as a result of shifting our model and shifting our approach. But getting back onto the personal, closer connection with God, one of my Ascend coaching clients, you know, he's now exploring his spirituality. And I'd like to think I had a small part with that. So we're kind of holding each other accountable every single day on text. Every weekend I go walking with my family. Now, admittedly, sometimes this is stressful. Natalie and I took the girls out wagoning and we went to a park and they were not behaving and listening to us. So sometimes it can be stressful, but, those are things that I know in the future I'm going to look back at and laugh because it's time together. So, even though I've been working more, I'm working from home. So I see them like practically every single minute. I feel like I have access to them and I see them and I'm spending more time with them. So that's something very positive. I have a sharper morning routine. You know, I've been waking up between 4 and 5, reading, journaling, praying, acquiring and developing some of these skills that I talked about. And I'm doing all that before like 6:30, 7 o'clock, which is awesome. And I think my daughters now more than ever are seeing my work ethic. And I'm hoping that that translates to them and that's something that they pick up moving forward. So that's something that's been awesome. And then lastly, you know, take a look at your expenses, guys. We all have expenses and things that we can trim out in our life. We have saved probably about $1,100 in the last 30 days of just like recurring bills, things that were not necessary, things that were not needed. So take the opportunity, take the time to look through your expenses, both on the personal and the business side, and tighten that up. Like, you know, every dollar, a good friend of mine, Christina Krause, said, she told me something a couple of weeks ago. She said, every dollar saved now is a precious dollar that you can invest in the future, or it's a precious dollar that you can use to get past this and you can, you know, use towards your business or whatever the case might be. So, you know, make sure that you've cut out any frivolous spending. Look at those recurring subscriptions that we all have that are just not serving us and cut that out. And so here's where I'd like to kind of end this. Take stock, take inventory. What good has come out of this in your life? Okay. And I promise you, even if you've been hit with a shitstorm the last 30 days, there's positivity that has come out of this. You just have to look for it. It's what you focus on. Again, what you focus on expands, right? So what have you learned? What relationships have you built? What relationships do you want to build? Who have you impacted? What have you created? You know, I forgot who it was that recorded a podcast or a YouTube video, and he was talking about most people are consumers. You need to be a creator. Don't be a consumer, be a creator. Go out there and spread your message. You know, you're unique. We're all unique. And so don't be somebody else. Be yourself, be authentic. Spread your voice, share your message if you think you have a message to share. And if you don't, remember this, you know, your mess is your message, right? I heard that somewhere else too, and that always stuck with me. So it's not all about, you know, the wins and the success, but it's about what are your failures, and then share that with people so that they can learn. So my friends, take stock, take inventory of everything that you're grateful for. Take stock, take inventory of everything that has happened in your life, and go out there and learn from it. You know, use this as an opportunity to get better. And if you can just make those small tweaks, that 1% improvement on a daily basis, you're going to come out of this you know, a lot better than what you came into it. So, my friends, I am out. It is Saturday, and I have not heard my little ones in the other room waking up, so that's a good thing. Anything you need, I'm here for you. Continue to plug into the Flip Empire Show. If you have any questions, if you want to reach out to me, you can find me on social media. If you're on the live, it's right there. So connect with me, and just thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate you guys. This show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.